Jesus, help us to follow in your way with confidence, so that by our prayers we may come to know your eternal glory. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Thank you, my friend. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. Mike Kaplan is with us today.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Mike Kaplan is doing an upcoming half-hour Comedy Central special.
That's the truth. Thank you for telling people that.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm excited about it. It's only 22 minutes, really. If it was 30, I'd be nervous. Oh, but
how much do you actually do? Do you do 45 and then they cut it down?
I think you do. They tell you to do about 30, and they cut it to 22.
And are you nervous about the way they cut it?
I mean, I'm not nervous per se. I know that I don't have any control over. I know some people will like try to plan things out, but you can never do that specifically. So I'm gonna do it, and then they'll butcher it or they won't,
And it's in November, right?
Yeah, November. It's either November 4th or 5th. I'll have more details on my website and here, and I'll try to let people know, because there will be free tickets available for people to come see.
Well, congratulations.
Table. Thank you.
People are digging you. I know if you look at keithandthegirltv.com, you see Mike Kaplan stand up right there.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It'll be like that, but
less money.
And more audience, though. I think they pay me. They pay you in people.
How
actually, you don't know that.
I don't. I'd hopefully.
Are you guys the aftermath?
Yeah.
How did you like that editing?
I thought it was well done. You guys should probably do my half hour as well, except that it'll narrow it down to 6 minutes or less. Yeah.
The poll, of course, whose Keith and the Girl TV episode did you enjoy more? Between Mike Kaplan and his girlfriend Micah Fox. Micah Fox, 42%. Mike Kaplan, 58%. You win.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for voting. I don't think that there's really a comparison, because we were doing kind of different things.
Yeah, like one of you was drunk and doing that.
And the other one was doing jokes.
She was doing great at that.
we should put up today's poll. Should be who was a better drunk.
Yeah, and she was an innovator. She was the, the pioneer, mm-hmm. the Lewis and or Clark of the 3000.
Right, but
business.
It's a piece of you like, yeah, no, because I fucking do this shit.
No, none of me's like that at all.
Because if I had a stand-up thing and Keith had a stand-up thing and he didn't win, because I know Micah has stand-up jokes and she has a routine and everything, but you are the stand-up guy.
We would both know deep down that they did it just because they're girls. That's why they won. So I don't think it'd bother us.
Keith speaks for me and all men.
Mm-hmm. As per usual. And he speaks for women, too. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
He's the voice of all sexes, hermaphrodites included.
Mike Kaplan got a Twitter complaint.
That is true.
However.
Oh, my God. It's the end of the world.
It's not a complaint about my Twitter. My Twitter runs fine. It was a complaint about me personally via Twitter.
What'd she write? What'd this girl write?
Let's see right here.
She was not pleased.
Yeah. Wow, Mike Kaplan's a dick. He cheated on Micah with 4 different girls? 2 question marks. WTF, period.
Wow. 4 different girls cheating on Micah Fox. I'm like, what the fuck story is this girl talking about?
It is not true. I read that and I was like, hey, I searched for my name on Twitter because that's, who I am. And I was like, this isn't, what, who? And
I never told anybody.
She didn't even at?
No, she didn't at me.
Oh, really?
I did this by, she told only like her 30-something followers. This.
Her close friends.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. People are talking about you. And then we realize it's Micah Sherman told some story about the chick he's no longer with he cheated on 4 times.
And this came to her via first, second, third, or something hand knowledge.
So she didn't even hear it on the show. Some friend said, and so she's got to start letting people know.
Emotionally, that is how she reacted.
So what's funny is she should really Twitter about
Micah Sherman.
Yeah, but the... It's funny that she, I don't know. I understand that you guys are a team of too many M.
Yeah, there's.
Yeah, I think it's their fault.
Yeah.
He should. Just changing the spelling of your name doesn't make it not Mike. You know what I mean?
But that means this girl should have been like, wow, Micah Fox is cheating on Mike.
Yeah, if she mistook the Micah for, yeah.
Yeah, but.
She heard, but the gender, I guess, was more powerful than the you know.
Well, you got to stay solid with girls.
That's.
Well, Micah Sherman, of course, was on the show yesterday. Jesse Joyce was on, and we said, hey, Micah's here. And Micah said, thanks for letting me, sit in. And we said, thanks for being a drunk and not knowing what day you're supposed to come in.
He was actually supposed to be on today.
Really?
Yeah. And he came yesterday. He left me a message last week saying, hey, I just met this person that you might be interested in getting together with, blah, blah, blah. Something having to do with the show. And he's like, but I could talk to you more about it on Monday. And I said to myself, I don't think
you
Monday.
Could.
Right. Yeah. And then he mentioned in the voicemail, I'm drunk, blah, blah, blah.
You're like, so, this guy doesn't know when he's drunk, when he's supposed to be places, but when he sobers up, he'll come on the right date.
That's what I'm thinking. And then I also said to myself, I should call this guy because he could be drunk on Monday too, you know? So,
I'll just get in my car and drive over to, oops, I'm not in the studio. I'm in jail.
But I didn't call because, I don't know, because I emailed you, you're responsible for your own time. And, you know, I just assume that he'll figure shit out.
If you want to ruin our show, that's up to you.
Yeah,
that's
and then it. I also thought it's not going to ruin the show, whatever.
People dug him. I mean, it was fun, but yeah. The whole thing's just funny.
Yeah, it's fun. It really is just funny, but for now, you know? But
if you want, I can play out his part on today's show. Hey, I'm a goofball!
But what are the funniest...
You guys are uncanny with your impressions. I gotta tell you.
Yay! Faces and expressions! Okay, go on.
Well, one of the funnier things about it was yesterday, I think it was after the show, I said, you know, I just thought that you mentioned Monday, but I thought, you know, you were just drunk and mentioning things. He goes, Kamda, why do you always think I'm drunk? Like, I don't... And I said, You told me you were drunk on your answering machine. I don't keep track of your drunken nights. So you told me.
Why do you always believe me when I tell you things? I could be just making things up because I'm drunk.
Oh, right.
You know how much I lie when I'm drunk.
Well, come into my bedroom, Micah.
People dug him. They especially loved the bear story yesterday. Bear, rawr.
Yeah, I saw the endless Twitters about that.
Holy shit, I laughed so hard at the story about the rawrs. I haven't laughed like that in a while. Holy shit, I was in stitches. Jesus, don't just yell bears. Yup, the roar story was flipping hilarious. I see this website, this person writes, has Keith on its list of famous people with speech impediments with some pretty esteemed company. I have this, where did I just put it? Here it is. I don't know what this site is, StateMaster, statemaster.com, but I see under Encyclopedia Speech Disorder, there's a list of, it tells you the causes of speech problems, treatment, social effects of speech disorder, social effects, you get a radio show, and then a list of famous people with speech impediments, and I'm on there. But it doesn't say what my impediment is, but it says every other person's impediment. For example, Tiger Woods is a stutterer. A lot of these are stutterers. Bruce Willis is a stutterer. My captain was saying that it was just going to be...
yippee, motherfucker, and not yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
He's just... And they're like, keep it. It works.
That'll catch on.
So I see lisps, stutterers, rotacism. I don't know that word, but I guess that's my speech impediment, right? And just Keith Malley is podcaster.
Are you? Is there anybody?
Daffy Duck. Yeah, me, Daffy Duck. Elmer Fudd.
They don't even know. They're like, we don't know what he has, but he's definitely got something.
It's something's going on.
Are there other people on the list whose names you don't recognize? Like, of all those people, those are famous people.
Well, I recognize everybody. Truman Capote, Winston Churchill, James Earl Jones.
What? Impediment
that's
is
he's
that
famous
he
for.
Sounds like Darth Vader too much.
Marilyn Monroe, Shane McGowan. Well, I believe that from the Pogues, right? That I believe. But yeah, they put me down there with the cartoon characters. That bothers me a little bit.
No, you're just very animated.
And Thank you.
Keith and the girl, normally you're famous for just being a logo, which is a cartoon. That's...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, maybe.
I'm fine with that then. Yeah. Looking at our wiki for Keith and the girl, the Wikipedia page, under reoccurring themes, this is a theme, accents, new listeners often are confused by Keith's strange pronunciation of words. This is due to the Pennsylvanian accent that Keith has.
I like that you mispronounce
pronunciation.
Yeah.
Right.
You mispronounce strange pronunciation.
I can't focus. On
that's a recurring theme.
That's my recurring theme, right.
I don't think that it's Pennsylvania, right?
It's a cross between Pennsylvania,
Dice.
And
working as a waiter for too long.
Right.
Dice Ylvain waiter.
I hate that I laugh at those things.
Don't give it to him.
God damn it. Ugh, he gets me at least once every time.
There we go. We're Micah and I are watching The Wire right now, and they're, you know, that's in Baltimore.
Okay.
And Micah was yesterday. She's like, those guys all like seem to have Philly accents. And then we were talking about like maybe if Philly is close to Baltimore. Like, does that happen when places are close to like some places like France and Spain are near each other, but those are different accents.
You're saying did I pick up Baltimore accent?
Where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay. Then there's your accent.
Okay. Done.
Does not apply. Does not compute.
No. Wait, I go back. They don't talk like me.
No.
No. Did anyone else catch that Keith said 12 months so they didn't have to say the word year? No one else caught that on the show, but I did it. I lost my shit.
12 months what?
I was saying some story about the Bears. I didn't want to have to say the word year. So I go, it's the highest rate of Bears. More words I can't say. Right. The highest influxation of Bears.
Oh, right. You did say right.
This 12 months.
God.
But they caught me. What can I tell you? I'm looking at, and then ironically, I'm looking at this place, College Crunch, and they have 15 podcasts that'll make you smarter. This person sent it to me. And I'm looking at Econ Talk, Liberty of Economics, Library of Economics and Liberty. What, you're going to laugh at every word I can't pronounce?
I'm sorry, no.
We're not going to get anywhere.
No, I'm laughing at the irony.
Oh.
Okay.
University of Cambridge.
It's actually irony.
Couple NPR things. I'm looking at This American Life, of course. That makes everybody smarter. The Dave Ramsey Show. If you could do the wind chimes louder when you eat there, Mike Kaplan.
Alrighty.
And Keith and the Girl.
Keith and the Girl makes you smarter.
Keith and the Girl makes you smarter. Keith and the Girl is one of the most popular comedy podcasts to hit the airwaves in the past 5 years. Hosted by couple Keith Malley and his singer girlfriend Hemda Khalili, the show features the pair discussing the daily adventures of their lives as well as current events. The show has over 50,000 listeners and has been ranked in the top 10 podcast by Podcast Alley.
Now, this is funny because Keith sent me the link to the podcast that will make you smarter, this link that we're talking about. And I'm like, haha, we should be on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes,
she just got mad. She's like, let me guess, NPR.
I know. That's what I said. And I go, why do I want to know the top things that we're not into? And then like 15...
whatever it is bullshit. Oh, my God, this is brilliant.
What do you think the definition? Do they explain like how smarter like people are becoming?
Well, I'll tell you this.
Are you listening to us?
Right. One of the more underrated benefits of the internet era has been access to quality radio style programming at any time of the day or night.
By the way, do you know that there are podcasts that are strictly for learning languages and learning,
that's right. Not one of those were here.
Stephen Hawking has one.
Yeah. Although Hemda looked something up. What was it? Was it Spanish or something else or French? Hemda looked up one of these podcasts and the guy was a stutterer.
Oh, yeah. You have to really watch, you have to try more than one language podcast before you commit to it.
I took a couple years in Spanish. I took 3 years of Spanish in high school. Now, I cheated. I didn't know anything. I showed up for year four, and she starts saying hello and this kind of craziness in Spanish. And I go, all right, I can't fake this anymore. I took newspaper and then got a D in that somehow.
Newspaper?
Yes.
What do you mean you took newspaper?
Like identifying what's a newspaper.
Right.
That's the class.
I said book. The newspaper, the high school newspaper.
Oh, okay.
As a class? Yeah, that was a class.
Or? You gotta learn how to
edit.
Format, edit, report. Don't make themselves.
What'd you do badly?
I don't know. I did a report on karate because I was in karate.
They told him to pick out a letter for himself, and he picked a D instead of an A.
I could have made my own
that
grade.
That was his mistake.
Did you? Why don't you send the this thing right here, this article, to the teacher, your old teacher?
That bitch. Just like DVRs have freed us from having to... Oh, so what I was going to say is I want to take Spanish again, but I don't trust these courses.
No, you'll know within the episode, like almost right away, that this is not the class.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, because I found after that one, I found a really good one.
Okay.
Just don't get it by Bruce Willis. That'll be my
name. Right. Just like DVRs have freed us from having to adhere to rigid television program schedules, podcasting has enabled us to carry excellent radio with us for listening at any time. I struggle with not having enough hours in the day to listen to it all because there is truly so much quality out there. Here are 15 podcasts in particular that will make you a smarter, more well-rounded, and better informed person. Enjoy and let us know what we missed in the comments. Well, you didn't miss anything, my friend.
We inform the truth.
You do inform.
Yeah.
I'm not acting surprised.
I am.
I think we're there with the Library of Economics and Liberty. And the University of Cambridge Scientist Division.
That's what I was going to point out.
Man, you think about what those guys are talking about on their podcast right now. They're like, this bullshit list.
Right. The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. The Sound of Young America.
That's a good one.
There we are.
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, we did it. We did it. Because we tackle important things like Roman Polanski. That shit is whack.
Wiggity whack.
That makes you smarter because I break it down.
If you didn't know that Roman Polanski was whack, now you're informed.
76-year-old Roman Polanski is arrested for raping and drugging a 13-year-old. That's the poll for yesterday. Your two choices are gotcha, never too late to pay for your sins versus bullshit, let it go. He's old and the girl forgave him. 88% of people agree with us. Gotcha. Time to pay for your sins.
I want to talk to
the other 12%.
Was it statutory charge or what?
It was he drugged her, had sex with her.
But she's 13, but he's 44.
Right, but suppose she was an adult. Suppose you're an adult, you're
and
20.
And he drugged her?
Yeah, and then
raped.
She forgives him. Because no. If you say, you drug... No, but if you're in a married couple, like say, you're in
you
a relationship...
You keep adding more and more to it, by the way.
Yeah, like let's just start from a baseline.
And let's say
of,
she said, someday drug me, I'm into that kind of role play.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, but also, you have to remember that he got his sentence. So he was sentenced. It's not like we're making it up now. It's not like we're interfering with her life now. I get that. I mean, we are somewhat interfering because her name's popping up again and she has children.
Now all these smart people know about her.
Right. But you did it and she had to go through it then and you were supposed to already have been in jail. We just now caught you. That's all.
Where's he been?
In France.
Okay.
And out in France, and they caught him when he took a trip to Switzerland.
And why are people, how did you even decide to go, well, what if? I just told you he drugged and raped a 13-year-old. Why does anybody go to what if?
What if he didn't, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he didn't do it.
Blitzkow's saying, thank you, Keith, for not making a bunch of BS excuses for Polanski. The recent documentary, I think it's called, Wanted and Desired, Roman Polanski. The recent documentary about this case was nauseating, how it fawned over him like he was an innocent guy being taken advantage by money-grubbing whores. People who claimed the mother was in on it, the girl was already experienced, etc.
By the way, if the mother was in on it, totally separate issue.
Yes.
You should still go to jail, and now the mother should be looked into.
She should go to jail, too.
But yeah, but if
dig her up and send her to jail.
If somebody's mom said, hey, have my 13-year-old, and I said, well, mom gave her to me.
Right.
That's not an excuse.
Depends what country you're in.
While you were in the United States.
Okay, yeah, then no.
13-year-olds can't give consent. It's rape, period. It doesn't matter that it happened 30 years ago. He fled the country. He has to face his crime. Polanski has French citizenship, which is why French authorities wouldn't allow extradition for him. They love their little fuck yous to the United States. So U.S. Marshals have been trying to catch him as he travels in other countries. He's gotten away at least 6 times before.
And, by the way, it's not like we're ruining his life by doing this. He lived while not paying for his crimes.
He's old and almost done anyway. Yeah, this is the best time to go. That's the best way to go to jail.
He got away with it.
Well, here's somebody. Brown-eyed bitch. She's the one person defending him. But apparently, again, 12% of people were. Well, I think Roman Polanski did deserve to be punished. I agree with his victim that it is long over and it's time to just move on. Let me say this again, like I said yesterday. It's not up to the victim. We're trying to protect society. We're saying you don't get away with this.
But
I don't care that she's okay. I'm not okay.
Question. Yeah. This is serious. There are some crimes that you have to press charges in order for the police to give a shit about it. Like murder, you can't. Like you can't be like, you know, your murder, you're spoken for by the state.
Before you continue, and I'm sorry to cut you off. It's too late. It's been sentenced.
Right. I'm talking in general, though. Like, is rape a crime that if you get raped and you don't press charges, then it's not about... Society doesn't usually say. They usually need you to
I think they need you for more proof. That's all.
I think they need you. You are the proof.
No,
I think they do need you, but they did get her.
Yeah.
It has been judged already. Yeah. So they got her. She said, yes, rape.
Well, this girl in living in Maui says, continuing to beat this dead horse punishes her too, and she has forgiven him. She sued him civilly and won. There really was no good reason to do something about this now. What will probably happen is that he will go to trial. The victim and her family will ask for leniency because it's so long over. The judge will sentence him to leave the U.S. and never return. Or he will be sentenced to time already served for the time he was in jail on his original trial. But I doubt this will go anywhere. I don't care if it goes. I don't really care about that. I care that we got you back, and we're going to give you another trial.
And I don't think if she doesn't care, then why would she even show up? She shouldn't. Like, if they can do it without her, if they got her, you know, business from before, she doesn't have to be affected.
I don't think. Well, you're affected when your name is in the newspaper.
Right. They're going to try to interview her, but she can
not just that. Now your kids are reading about you in the newspaper, about your rape. Now your family, your neighbors. It's inconvenient.
It's a problem.
It's definitely.
Sure.
You know, that's the very unfortunate part. But it's in the news anyway. Even the people who are saying leave him alone are saying, hey, she let it go with her full name. You know? So those people aren't innocent either.
Stop talking about this lady who lives at this address.
Right.
Stop talking to her directly.
And by the way, do you guys know her name? Because I had to say this lady. I don't know her name.
I don't either. We're doing good things here.
That's right.
We're not adding to this lady's problems. Don't look it up, everybody.
Speaking of Hawaii, by the way, they're having a time right now, right? A tsunami.
Yeah, a tsunami warning.
There's a 8.0 earthquake. Whenever you hear about them, they're like 3 or 4, right? 8.0, whatever that means, off on the Samoan Islands, and now you're going to have a tsunami in Hawaii, and people are really packing up.
Yeah.
Good gravy.
Samoa, Hawaii, tsunami.
That's all wordplay. Mike couldn't be happier. Hawaii's sad. Mike's got pen and paper.
Yeah, people are packing up their cars. They're not necessarily leaving yet, but they're waiting for the...
They can't leave the island with a car.
For the absolute word to say, okay, this
uh-oh,
is...
Uh-oh, driving to the ocean time.
Yeah, that's what... I don't really understand where they're going.
Right. To the ferry.
Uh-oh, it's rocking. By the way, Roman Polanski, people do like, it was so long ago, let it go. He's just trying to live his life. These people don't stop fucking little kids. They don't stop. Why is he so old that he's not into kids? But do you know he used to fuck Natasha Kinski, 15 years old? So this isn't a one-time thing with this guy.
To be fair, Keith, he's probably into fucking 45-year-olds now. If he was into 15-year-olds.
You know what?
Yeah.
Dude,
no,
somebody tell me how old his wife is right now. Look at this picture. It's a picture from a few months ago with him and his wife. Now, it's just interesting. How young is that wife compared to him?
She's not 10.
She's not 10. That is correct.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's his granddaughter.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so come on.
But she's an adult, right?
This isn't the first... Yeah, I assume, or they'd say, sure.
His tastes are maturing.
Someone will tell me. But did you know that? Everybody defending him? Oh, that's a one-time thing. Let one-time things go when you fuck little children. Except, you know, he did do it again, actually. He did do it again. But everybody knows he's not doing it in France. He did it again. Enough. The timing of Roman Polanski's arrest in Switzerland on Sunday... on a 31-year-old rape conviction. Just hide out. Hide out, criminals. Hey, come on, man. It's been so long. Who gives a shit?
Hey,
anymore?
Stop trying to make criminals smarter.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. The timing of Roman Polanski's arrest in Switzerland on Sunday on a 31-year-old rape conviction couldn't have been better for Brett Ratner. I believe he's the one that did...
Rush Hour?
Rush Hour. That is correct. You know what? I forgive him. However he's going to offend me right now, forgive him. Rush Hour was very good. Hours before Polanski was busted in Zurich, Ratner taped an interview for Blog Talk Radio's Movie Geeks United show and announced he'll be producing a sequel to the 2008 documentary Roman Polanski Wanted and Desired, which he did not direct.
Caught and undesired, or what?
The family has forgiven Polanski, said Ratner. The victim has forgiven him. The rest of the world has forgiven him.
Wait.
Everyone but Keith and
everybody
Chemda.
But me, Chemda, and a couple dumb listeners.
Wait a minute. The family said, I forgive you? Never if you raped my child will those words come out of my face.
Hey, it's been a long time.
How much did he pay them off? I forgive you? You know what?
Mom was supposedly in on it, right?
Oh, well, yeah. Right? I would say I don't want to talk to you again. Please
I forgive
don't bring
you.
It up. Go away.
Wink.
I forgive you?
Yeah, I forgive you. New car in the garage.
Man.
The LA judicial system is corrupt. Brett Ratner says it's horrible. Everybody admitted there's 13-year-old fucking going on. This corrupt system. Now look into Brett Ratner. That's what I say. Take a look around that mansion. See what's happening in a couple rooms. The judicial system's fucked up. I drugged a 13-year-old. The fucking system's out to get me. Everybody's right, man. It is corrupt. It is bullshit.
Hey, maybe they planted the evidence. She actually drugged her own drink, okay?
Yeah. I'm being told the wife is 45. And then compare that to his 77-year-old, right?
And also, see? Going back for a second, in Hawaii, they're going up is the answer.
They're going up?
I said, where are they going?
Right. Hawaii's going up, right. Sarah Palin's coming out with the book, of course. There's no surprise, but it's
finally ready.
Yeah. Sarah Palin has finished her memoir just 4 months after the book deal was announced.
Oh, man.
That's weird. We weren't done in 4 months. How come, Kunta? This girl's smarter.
She uses big print.
And the release date has been moved up from her spring to November 17th, her publisher said. Governor Palin has been...
Yeah, because by spring, everyone's going to forget who she is.
Right.
If we're lucky.
Governor Palin has been unbelievably conscientious and hands-on at every stage.
Wait, conscious?
Conscientious?
Conscientious.
Conscientious. Okay. Thank you, Mike.
That's a Bruce Willis word there.
I could see why she'd be done in 4 months. She's smarter.
Actually, we wrote the book in 2 months.
No, you use words like conscientious, and she uses words like consensus. That's why she's done quicker.
Well, she's doing something, and she's hands-on at every stage, investing herself deeply and passionately in this project, said the publisher. In her words, her life, it's her words, her life, and it's all there in full and fascinating detail. It's her first book, of course, and it'll be 400 pages long.
Oh, what?
Here's the title. Going Rogue, An American Life. Going rogue, of course, means you're not going to stick to the norm. You're going out there. That's what I look for in an ex-governor.
That's what the mainstream America, everybody who doesn't go rogue, looks for.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. All the house mothers who didn't clean their house today.
Yeah. You don't have to listen to what a man says except for what's for dinner. You know what I mean?
The very first printing, 1.5 million copies.
Sounds like a lot.
The thing is, you know, people are going to buy it just because there's history in there. They have to buy it. They hate her or love her, they're going to buy it. Keith, are you going to get it?
No.
I'm not going to buy it.
Well, this is why this is a smart show.
Now, what's good about these kinds of books, the Mackenzie Phillip book, this book, you listen to Keith and the Girl, you get the best parts in a day. You know, you're done.
Yeah, we'll give you snippets.
We'll tell you the dumbest shit she says, and then we can all move on. Wow, good for you, Going Rogue.
Man,
Going Rogue, yeah. Show up to work! That's hard! Going rogue, not showing up to work. Oh, fascinating. Tell me how else I can just quit my job. Especially that I voted you in and wasted my time, bitch.
I was a lady, then I wasn't governor.
How does she feel? She's got a couple more words to go.
Yeah.
John Gosselin, the dude from John and Kate Plus 8, has been fired.
Fired from what? Being a husband?
Fired from being on his show.
The show is now just and Kate Plus 8.
It is. It's called Kate Plus 8.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
You can get fired.
My name's on the fucking show. I thought I can do what I want. No, no, goodbye.
This show is now called And
they,
the Girl.
They should call it, Kate Plus 8 Minus John.
Yeah. Axe from your own reality show. And now he's trying to get in touch with her again.
But he's the drama. Now we're just going to watch a woman taking care of babies.
He's going to be like Heather Locklear on Melrose Place. He's going to be a special guest star
he
on
will.
Kate Plus 8.
Oh, yeah, because she has to interact with him at some
sometime. It's still his kids.
What the hell?
It will continue to focus on the lives of the young Gosselin twins, 5 and 8-year-old sextuplets, but with a deeper focus on Kate's role as a single mother. Given the recent
change. What's her role? She's on TV.
To be a mom. So do mom things.
I still have not watched one episode, and I feel like I am smarter because of that.
I haven't either.
I think she's going to read Sarah Palin's book and learn from that.
Yeah.
She's going rogue. You don't always need to have a guy whose name's on the show in the show.
Given the recent changes in the family dynamics, it only makes sense for us to refresh and recalibrate the program to keep pace with the family, says TLC's president.
Prince Valiant is saying, I can't wait for John's spinoff, John Minus 9.
Yeah.
It's nice. I mean, they got to be flexible because, like, what if one of the kids dies sometime? Then they have to change the number, you know?
I'm Free, starring John Gosselin.
One's in heaven, now we're 7.
The family has evolved, and we are attempting to evolve with it. We feel that Kate's journey really resonates with our viewers.
Her journey.
She added that
I had no idea, you know, when I started hearing about John and Cake Plus 8, I thought they were these, you know, middle America, slightly fat, you know, just homebodies that take care. And then I start seeing pictures. These are wannabe model actors. They're very concerned with what they look like. I really feel like when I hear you have 8 kids, you should look disheveled. But they are just all kinds of ready for some kind of premiere.
There's going to be a separate project for Kate that TLC is doing in 2010.
And I don't know if she takes care of her kids.
Well, I heard she's getting a talk show. I heard that. I believe that's true.
What's going to happen to her show with her kids?
That's okay. Yeah. They'll be in the audience for the talk show. Wouldn't that be fun? Like she's telling a story. Listen to this new book by the former governor of Alaska. And then you hear like, Mary, Marmy, I need my... Shut up! I'm doing a show. That'd be fun. A talk show, but you got to calm down 8 kids.
Or they keep doing the show, and then they have her doing the talk show on the show. They just bring all the cameras in and do some cross promotion.
Well, John has filed papers this morning to delay the divorce another 90 days so communication between him and Kate can improve. So he's trying to get back on his own show.
I love how the divorce papers need to be delayed so
for us to talk.
I don't think it's about their relationship. I think he's like, shit, I don't have a show anymore. Let me not divorce this woman.
This will enable Kate and me to restore our relationship as cooperative parents and to
they
open up.
I'm sorry. Sure. They should take their kids away. How is this not abuse?
Yeah, it is. It is getting too much.
All your fights are in the papers. You give people quotes. You let people follow you around with a camera. You have really young kids. It's really just not the way to raise people.
But gay people can't adopt.
Thank you.
You know what's
Thank you. They should take their kids and give it to some gay people who really want children.
Like one per gay couple. That's appropriate.
Sure.
I think you, listener, should take stock in yourself if you do agree that this is child abuse, but you see nothing wrong with Roman Polanski. I hope that she will be receptive and enthusiastic as I am to do what is best for our family. He also pleaded with her to set aside her anger so that they can start interacting amicably. That's not how you deal with somebody either, by the way. I need you to set aside your anger.
Right. I'm ready to participate now, everybody.
I would like to get back with Kate as a partner in parenting. Even though we were heading for a divorce, it appeared...
Hey, you're not a parent anymore, John. I don't know if you know how this works.
I don't see any Klieg lights.
They're still yours.
I need a partner.
I'm going to need to get back in touch with her about parenting, and I need a boom mic, please. Even though we were heading for divorce, it appeared that Kate had been suffering from this divorce as much as I had. It just hit me. She said to. That's why I asked my attorney to put the brakes on this divorce so I could try to regain control over the future of our family. So Kate and I could join on a cooperative course that would benefit our family, not destroy it.
To be fair, he is going to need to pay a lot of alimony, so he needs to get the money that he makes from the show in order to do that.
Or maybe now that he's not on the show, she has to pay him palimony.
That's fair.
Sure.
Fred Durst, he's having his own troubles, was married for 3 months, and it's over.
Oh my God, who would divorce him?
I don't know.
Somebody crazy enough to marry him.
After roughly 3 months of marriage, Fred Durst announced on his Twitter today that his marriage with Esther Nazarov is over. Here's what he wrote. Don't worry, it's not too long. It's not over 140 characters. For those of you inquiring, I will confirm that Esther and I have decided to go our separate ways, and we both thank you for your support. Retweet.
somebody who she's following, please please let her know.
Good Lord. You know what? I'm going to say it. You really got to say in your Twitters if you're drunk or not. You know?
Now I think it's a button.
Yeah. Okay. Are we ready to Twitter this to everybody? Let them know. Okay. Very good. By the way, I got into finally the albums from Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon and The Wall. People have been saying, hey, you're doing these music rediscoveries. Give them a chance. I don't think I can go through all their albums.
I don't think they can go through all their albums.
Oh, man. A lot of it is just hippie, easy listening. A lot of it's crap. I know that. And so I'm like, all right, let me look at these two.
Have you done Dark Side of Oz?
No. You know what? Somebody said that. They're like, hey, you're going to play Dark Side of the Moon. Make sure you play it with Wizard of Oz at the same time. It matches perfectly. Unless Wizard of Oz is only 42 minutes and 51 seconds long, I don't get it.
I think you have to play it twice.
Oh, and it happens to fit both times.
Different things each time.
Right. Do I have, how many pounds of acid do I need?
Just mushrooms.
Okay.
Oh, did you hear that? I think it was intern wants to do mushrooms with you. Am I right?
Oh, well, if he gets some, absolutely.
Does he want to do heroin?
Not our current intern, intern Mike.
Right.
That's who I picture when I picture interns.
So. Okay.
Yeah, I loved both these albums. My favorite is the first album, The Wall, followed by Dark Side of the Moon, followed by the second album of The Wall.
Mm.
Yes.
They didn't do it in order.
Just
for you.
They didn't do it in order good, but they separated them nice, so it's convenient. Dark Side of the Moon was 1973, top of Billboard 200 for 1 week, then on the charts for 741 weeks. That's 13 years, the longest duration in history.
Which one was that, Dark Side?
Dark Side of the Moon, 1973. The concept album, of course. The concept is drugs. Also known as, Elvis told me, it's also known as Live at the Acid.
The concept is, oh, is that my hand?
Right. Oh, man. I don't know if I can listen to that album on acid. Jesus Christ. Dring, dring, dring. Like, what the fuck is going on? No thanks. Good Lord.
Have you done acid?
I've done mushrooms.
Right.
And you can't tell acid people this, but it was just like acid.
But
I'm seeing shit. Everything's going crazy. I've not done acid, but I have done it. These mushrooms I'm talking about, I did with people that did acid.
And they're
telling me, yeah, this is the fucking deal.
Do you want to try acid?
I don't know. I mean, it's the same thing.
You don't put those chemicals in your body, Keith.
Right. It seemed like a long time, man. There was a point where I'm like, let this fucking end already.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the.
I wasn't having bad trips where it was like freaky, but you can't, you know better, and you can't help but think, man, everything's going to look like wax forever.
That's part of what I'm scared about with harder drugs is you can't get out. And it's, you know, there's a promise of sometimes 12 hours, 24 hours. Like,
actually, with mushrooms, you can. Like, I had one of the...
What, you throw up?
No. Like, you drink orange juice.
Orange juice.
Yeah. Like, I had the worst trip that I ever had. I thought I was dead. I took, like, I thought I was either dead, crazy, like, hallucinating. I was on a street corner in Boston, and I was like...
Were you by yourself?
I was by myself, and I was like, I can't move. Like, there was, like, a sign that said, like, one way, and then one said, do not enter. And it was just, you know, directions for cars, but I was like, uh-oh, I'm at, like, the crossroads of the universe. I was calling everybody that I knew. I was like, why? I was like, Micah, that's like my name. Why is everybody's name like mine? I was like, what the fuck? Like, I couldn't get, I caught, like, either every name started with an M or an R. I was like, are you my granddaughter? Or, like, it was really weird. Like, my digital recorder, like, the batteries blew out. Like, my phone was, like, all covered in sweat. I was like, sincerely, I've been watching like some Grey's Anatomy, and I was like, am I in a coma in a hospital somewhere? And there's people were walking their dogs everywhere, and I was like, are people trying to reach me from some other dimension? Like, and I can see dogs as like this, they're like trying to help me, like a Saint Bernard sent to rescue. Like, it was.
Do you know that as you, I know that Mike, that old intern Mike is listening to this, going, yeah, okay.
I mean,
dude, I saw him on Salvia. I don't fucking know, man. It'd be like on Salvia, but. You're paying attention.
So the point here is I was like losing it, and I was like, I eventually, it was right before I was going to be on Live at Gotham on Comedy Central. It was like a month earlier. I thought you were on your way. Not the day. I was like, I always clear the day when I'm doing something.
I'm like, I got to get this tape.
No, but I was like, then started thinking in my head that I was like, somehow there were no mirrors around. I was like, maybe I've gone crazy. Maybe this is what like going insane is like. And I'm actually like eight. I felt like all weak. I hadn't eaten in a while. That was the only thing. Like, that was the main thing. But I was like, my body's so weak. I'm like looking at my hand. I'm like, are these hard? I bite my nails. So that's, I'm like, this looks so horrible. I must have, like, my whole life has flashed before me. What's more likely, that I'm a successful comedian who's going to be on TV soon, or that I'm a crazy man on the street? Probably a crazy man on the street. And then I called my friend Shane Moss, who's a funny comedian and a good friend of mine. I was like, Shane, are we different people first? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I have a problem. And I told, he's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm at the intersection of one way and do not enter. And he's like, look again. And I was like, oh, it's at Commonwealth Ave and Gloucester Street. And he's like, that's like two blocks from my house. Just walk over here. I was like, I can't move. He's like, I'll drive and get you. He's like,
honking. Wait, he said to walk over on mushrooms. And when you said I can't, he said, I'll drive.
Yeah, he said he would
drive.
Yeah.
Right, but it's two blocks away.
Yeah, he got.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to drive and get me.
Right. Yeah, he drove and he's like, we're on the phone and he's like, I'm at the corner. I don't see you. And I was like, uh-oh, I guess maybe I am in another dimension. And then I like walked 2 steps. He was like, oh, I see you. There you are. Go, come on in. Come on in. And I got in the car and he was like, have you eaten anything? And I was like, no. He's like, let's go get you. And he got me like a salad. And he's like, I think he said it was either vitamin C or something in orange juice that'll bring you down. Like, it didn't like completely go, but I was like, totally like, oh yeah, this is my life. I'm a real person. I'm in my 20s. I'm okay. I'm not 88. I'm not dead. Ah, phew. And I mean, that experience, like in hindsight now, is like super valuable. Cause like whenever I'm like, oh my God, is it like this forever? Is something? I'm like, no, this is just what I've done.
Do you keep OJ on you when?
No, but I keep, food around just in case. Like I'll carry like, dried fruit or like, granola bars or something because.
You never know.
Yeah. So that's the thing is like, I don't know about acid, but for mushrooms, you definitely can escape.
All right. Who's doing mushrooms with me?
Yeah. You know what? I'm you know how like that. The older generation will say like, you take these drugs and you think you can fly. And people go, come on, that's crazy. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm on these hooking mushrooms. We're partying on the roof for a little bit. And by partying, I mean rolling around like a fucking animal. I don't know what we're doing. But I look across at the other building. These are New York City buildings. And the ground, the street between the two buildings, rises up to form like a bridge. And there's no gap now between these two buildings.
Oh, my God.
And part of me knows better. But another part of me is like, I can walk to that building. So it's not crazy when people go, they think you can fly. Because you would see me dead and go, he thought he could fly. No, I didn't think I could fly.
I just thought I could walk across a bridge that wasn't there.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
Yeah, it's scary.
To be on the other side of things, I've had like, minor visual hallucinations. Like, things will go like, blurry a little. Or like, they'll haze it. The ground will look like it's like rubbery, wavy, wavy. But yeah, I've never like seen something be have actual visual like hallucinations.
I've seen a bike and then I just saw like, I don't know, these trails where the bike can go. Do you know what I mean? it's insane. And now I remember one part of it where I'm at the store and I think we're getting water. We really needed water all the time. I remember that. But we're getting water and then all of a sudden just everything went shoot back to normal. For like 5 seconds I'm looking around and everything's normal and I go, this isn't going to fucking last. And then boom, everything's waxy and weird again.
My same friend Shane has a joke that he tells about mushrooms because he's about, people are always like, oh, you're going to be like, oh my God, the walls are bleeding. But he's like, it's actually more like, oh my God, the walls are bleeding.
Cool. Don't do acid or mushrooms in an artist's house. My buddy Craig Klein, that's where I did him. I did him with my friend Adam also. And it wasn't, I don't know, it hits all of a sudden.
That guy's dead now, the artist that you did it in, right?
Right. No,
tried
no,
to walk
no.
across
oh,
the building.
Oh, yeah. Actually, fuck, Carlucci was in that apartment, yeah. But I don't think, he didn't do it that day. He was happy just laughing at all of us. But, I mean, we didn't expect to get him, so I'm drunk beyond my mind. And then I'm like, all right, you got mushrooms, let's do them. And then mushrooms said, well, there's only room in this body for one drug. Get out. I'm puking like an animal. I go into this guy's bathroom. I open up the toilet. I'm throwing up or trying to throw up.
Maybe only hallucinating throw up. You don't know.
Right, right. Yeah. That's what people just kept. I think I was sitting on the toilet. I remember the first thing, like people knew it hit in the next room. They hear me go, the floor is weird. So anyway, I start throwing up in the toilet. I look up and on the inside of the toilet is a clown and it's laughing at me. And it's the creep, and I think it's the clown from It that this guy, just being a funny artist, put on the inside of his toilet. I wonder if he ever thought one day someone will throw up and wig him out, because it did. That's some creepy shit. We had to get out of there. He has all this kind of weird. You got to get out of there. I remember seeing Ron Popeil on TV, and he really had horns like the devil. I know it. Let's get the fuck out of this house. And then we messed around in the park or whatever. And
the weirdest thing is when you see actual weird things in that are, you know, they would be weird in real life if you weren't on mushrooms. Like, I don't know if this is like stupid. I was on mushrooms when I saw a store called, like, it was a cleaners, and it was called Bush Cleaners. It was like Bush Cleaners.
Right.
But I was like, does that really say Bush Cleaners? And I just stared at it for a while. And then I saw a store that was one of those Life is Good stores. And I was like, that's true. Let's move on.
I remember leaving the apartment. I was real proud of this. I remember leaving the apartment and leaving my wallet and keys and all that stuff behind. And people thought I was crazy. And I said, I'm telling you, I know what I'm feeling right now. We're going to end up in the park. A bum's going to go, can I have a dollar? And I'll go, a dollar? Take fucking everything. There's my wallet, keys, shoes.
Oh, yeah. You're like, well, who cares about this paper?
What do you need? But yeah, that's the Adam gave good advice. He just kept telling me, whatever you think is happening isn't real. Cars were coming towards me. I'm like, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'll just listen to this music without doing acid, I think. I think it's trippy enough. And then The Wall. Listen to what a success this was. The Wall is a rock opera that centers on the character Pink, who is largely based on Waters and his personal life. Pink struggles in life from an early age, having lost his father in World War II, been abused by teachers, smothered by an overprotective mother, and deserted by his wife later on, all of which factored into Pink's isolation from society, figuratively referred to as The Wall. The Wall sold over 30 million copies, 60 million units worldwide, and is the world's best-selling double album of all time.
Wow.
I know the guy that was an engineer for Abbey Road, the album, worked at Abbey Road, the studio, to produce this album. Not bad, this Pink Floyd, for two albums, anyway.
I'm gonna produce a quintuple album, have it be the best-selling quintuple album of all time. I've got plans.
Now, is this something that you're going to be listening to regularly, or you just appreciate it now?
No, I mean, I recognize a lot of songs from it, obviously. Comfortably Numb is great. Mother is great. Another Brick in the Wall Part 2 is phenomenal. I'll definitely be
it's in the rotation.
Yeah,
that's a question, because like there's so much music. Like I like listening to, you know, like new music. Hey, I haven't heard this, and this is great. But then, how often do you guys like listen back to the same things versus like want to keep things fresh in your musical?
Enough. Like when I'm like, News of the World is my favorite Queen album. It's amazing. I was just listening to that again the other day.
I just have Queen's greatest hits, and that is ridiculous.
Check out News of the World. I'm telling you.
All right,
you'll dig it.
It might have some of the greatest hits.
I randomly, you know, find...
It has to.
I forget I like an artist, and then I find the album that I used to listen to, like, a ton. And then, even though I know all the words, because I used to listen to it a lot, it just sounds kind of that weird new feeling where it's new slash old at the same time, mm-hmm. and just like, why have I not listened to this? Mm-hmm. And then I just... You see me on the subway just going, yay!
Hi, Keith. Sam writes. I'm 26. Straight as hell. That's real straight. Married or
actually,
gay.
I hear the devil is gay.
Right, or gay. Straight as hell. Married, two kids. I give a shit about this email hard. So this guy really cares. You're talking about the founder of the Jedi Church getting kicked out of a grocery store. And you said you wouldn't hire a person who was a member of that church. And then you said you wouldn't hire a Scientologist when Hemda brought it up. Exclamation point. What's so bad about us? I, for instance, am a good worker and I am a Scientologist. I listen to your show and I can't imagine I'm the only one, so I'm definitely not a prude. Also, just to chime in, I can't imagine Obi-Wan Kenobi refusing to lower his hood if someone told him to. It's not very Jedi-like.
Well, I think the comparison is that you both believe in science fiction.
Right. I mean, how are you supposed to fight the Sith if you don't have peripheral vision? Come on. Sam.
Seriously?
That's what he's saying.
Oh. I don't think I'd not hire you because you're a Scientologist. I'd not hire you because of this email.
Right.
Because you wrote into a comedy haha funny talk show about why
you're
we
upset.
Don't,
yeah. I said I wouldn't hire Scientologists in passing. You know what? I remember saying it. I remember us moving on. I got this letter. I'm like, I don't think I meant that. You know what? Thinking about it, I do. I remember old times. Remember some shows we were really looking into Scientology. There's some, if you ask me, illegal, creepy shit that's totally different than if I believe in Jesus Christ anything like that.
No, I think at the same time, there are a lot of similarities, and I would hire a Scientologist because I wouldn't ask you, first of all, because you're actually not allowed, but I wouldn't ask you what your religion is. But, you know, just like, you know, you could say the same thing, Christians, Catholics, whatever denomination, you believe in a spirit that I don't believe in the sky. You believe that there's a hell I don't
believe in. You can't say the same thing. You forget.
Just saying, no, you forget how crazy that sounds because you grew up with it.
No.
Had you not grown up with, wait, had you not grown up with Jesus died on the cross and then, you know, was a ghost and now we worship this person and buy each other presents on his birthday, it would sound weird. Okay.
That's not what I'm talking about at all, though. I'm talking about human trafficking. I'm not exaggerating. I'm talking about kidnapping. I'm talking about evil shit Scientologists do. And you know what? We'll talk about this more tomorrow because you forget already, Kenda. People forget already. We talked about this some time ago. And
I just feel like with any group, there's a lot of fucked up shit.
But yeah, if you read the Bible, the Christian Jewish Bible, both of the, you know, all that business, there's, you know, if you follow the rules legitimately, there's stoning,
there's
you know,
a war going on.
Yeah, there's horrible shit that they tell you to do that I'm sure there's Scientologists who also, like, you know, join up but then don't believe in whatever horrible shit like all the rest of them do.
I'm not defending.
What do you think is happening in the Middle East right now? It's all God related.
Well, sure, there are animals. I'm not defending Catholicism either, but let's try to act like human beings now and stop stoning people, right? But Scientologists are still acting like animals, if you ask me.
In the Middle East, they will throw stones at you.
Well, they're fucking monkeys.
I understand that, and
well,
I agree.
What's that have to do with anything?
I'm saying that it's religion-based, it's a group, it's I think, you know, mass thinking is just a little...
The only
I wouldn't hire a stone thrower, and I wouldn't hire a Scientologist.
Well,
very good point.
I'm just saying that not all Scientologists are stone throwing crazy people.
Yeah, you should look into what kind of Scientologist they are. Say, are you a really crazy one, or are you just like you just you know say that you're one because it's financially somehow
right?
Because
somehow you're going to get to meet Tom Cruise at some point in your life, and that's what they promised the newcomers.
But additionally, I mean, like. The lower down you get on the, like, quote-unquote legitimate religion ladder, you know? Like, you know, there's billions of people, like, you know, like, millions that do one religion, millions of, like, how many Scientologists are there? Like, because you could start your own religion and you're, like, a whack job, but you start it and enough people join it and you're not, you know, a whack job anymore.
I kind of missed that.
How many Scientologists are there is the question compared to like how many other like bullshit religions are
there?
I don't know,
but it is growing. I don't know. As opposed to Jedis, there's probably the same amount of Jedis at least.
There you go.
All right.
I don't like these Scientologists. I don't like what's going on. And first of all, I'm going to need to know what level you are. And if you're a low level, then I don't think you know what's going on. If you're a high level, I just hear some creepy shit. That's all. There's this website I like. I'll tell you what. I'll do that instead of talking about tomorrow. Look into this if you care. It's Operation Clambake. And this guy, I'm telling you, and people that are Scientologists write in about this, you know, people that what they use the word escape Scientology, and they just say about some creepy shit that goes on. That's all. Just look it up and you guys tell me if I'm
wrong. I just feel like you can find a website that's also about Judaism that has the same stuff, Christianity.
Bet you can't. Bet you can't. Bet you can't find...
God, bet I'll be too lazy. Damn it!
Hey, somebody who was made smarter by this podcast out there, try to look it up.
Hey, we made you smarter. Now help me out.
work it out. Is Travolta still a Scientologist, even though his son's dead now?
His son is dead because of Scientology.
Right. So is he still on board, though?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. There's no way out, I think, is the problem.
He's kind of pissed, though.
I think that's fair. Maybe he'll dial Xenu and figure something out about his pissdom. Mm.
You think there's any truth to the stuff where Scientology knows some of these celebrities are gay and they're blackmailing them?
I'm curious about it.
Are Jews doing that? Are Catholics doing that?
No.
Okay.
No, but Jews and Catholics are so good at guilt, they don't need to do that.
Okay.
Everyone has their own way of fucking with your mind.
Yeah, one of them...
What?
One of them uses drugs and blackmail. The other makes you feel bad. Same thing.
You grew up in a Catholic home. Yeah, same thing.
All right. Well, there you go. Scientologist is a free-for-all. You and Polanski. Enjoy.
Oh, God. Come on. Come on.
He would never hire Roman Polanski to do a job. That's what he's saying.
Xenu forever. Very good.
You both believe in some book that you were told to believe in.
You're totally missing my point. That's what I think. I think you're missing my point.
I don't.
I'm not making fun of aliens coming out of volcanoes and getting into people's bodies. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, we'll talk about this tomorrow.
Okay.
After all, you'll see. You all see.
Maybe the folks will collect some information from my end. Please find these websites.
I won't see. I won't be here.
But Micah might be. He might come by accident again.
Do you remember the YouTube video about the Domino's store employees that sneezed on food? It was like two people. It was a guy and a girl.
And they gave their first and last name.
Yeah, they said both their names, Michael Setzer and Christy Hammonds. And they're putting, like, they're making a sandwich, I think. Domino's now does sandwiches, and they're taking, like, cheese from it, and he's sticking it up his nose, putting it in the sandwich.
And they're videoing it?
They're videotaping it.
He's sneezing on it.
Sneezing on pizza. Real disgusting thing. I think there was something with his asshole. I totally forget. But, I mean, just the grossest shit. And it made it around YouTube. And then they ended up, to defend themselves, said it was a prank. Well, these sandwiches went out. Let's be honest. We all know it. Well, anyway,
Roman Polanski said it was a prank also. Actually.
Right. He's just doing a goof.
Prank gone awry.
By the way, Spooky was saying this. Brett Ratner had Roman Polanski as an actor in Rush Hour. Was he the black guy or the Asian? Nope. I don't remember that.
It was like an Eddie Murphy thing. He played all the roles.
Oh, okay. Well, he is a talent. The owner of a Domino's pizza store that captured national attention after videos were posted on YouTube has closed the store as a result of the prank.
Closed the store? He was forced.
Yeah, closed signs have been placed in the windows and the phone has been disconnected. Two employees at the Conover store, it's in North Carolina, made videos of themselves tampering with food while at work and then posted the videos on the popular website YouTube. The employees claimed the videos were a prank. Well, you did it. According to Tim McIntyre, Vice President of Communications for Domino's Pizza, the closing of the Conover store is a direct result of the videos posted on YouTube.
That is such a shame for the people who just lost their job.
You buy, and it's not just Domino's.
Well,
that
Domino's
owns these stores. Yeah.
It's a
franchise.
Yeah.
That's somebody's
business.
Somebody's job was that single store.
But it's okay. Domino's is an anti-choice organization as well. They donate lots of money to fight abortion rights and
so
that
what?
Sort of thing.
So I don't.
So that's
know.
Fewer dollars going to that.
No, it's not.
More babies killed.
No, I am. Obviously very pro-abortion, but I
don't... She's pro-abortion. She's not even pro-choice.
I am pro-abortion.
No choice. Abortions only.
That's right. But I think it's funny when people are like, well, this organization is very pro-this. A lot of organizations that you use, you don't know all their politics and all the places that they send their money. So, I don't know.
But if right, just 20 people got fired. I bet one of them didn't even know what you know. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Well, ignorance is no excuse.
Right.
Well, if you shop locally and try to know the most, I think it's no, like the fact that you can't know everything doesn't mean that you shouldn't use the information that you do have.
Is it my fault that I didn't know this news?
No, I'm saying now, from now on, when you order Domino's, you know.
How do you get anything done? How do you eat anywhere? How do you shop anywhere?
I don't listen to this every day, so I don't get as smart as I can be. But, but you know, I mean, I shop, like, I buy things from places that, you know, you can look things up. There are certain websites that tell you.
So before you shop in any major retail store, in any franchise, in any...
Nike, like, I don't buy Nikes because they, you know, whatever, kill people.
Do you think that everything on you is on the side of your politics?
No, I don't think that is possible. I don't think it's possible to do everything, but I think it's possible to do some things. That's all. And I don't think that because you can't do everything, you should do nothing. That's all.
Okay. Fair enough.
20 people lost
their
jobs.
And by the way, Domino's, for me, I don't like ordering it because I think it's fake food. And I think that's important for your body.
Also, you mentioned...
And by the way, if you're pregnant and you're eating that, it's funny that they're into babies because that shit is bad for humans in general.
Hopefully, it'll make your baby die.
Right.
And
then it'll be my side.
But can I say, the guy's name that you mentioned who works for Domino's, Tim McIntyre? I know a guy named Tim McIntyre. He owns a comedy club in Boston, and he's a nice guy. I don't think
way to associate themselves.
And I'm performing there, headlining there this weekend, everybody. Boston. Motley's Comedy Club, motleyscomedy.com. Tim McIntyre, good friend, comedian, owns the place. Motley's Comedy.
Which nights?
Friday and Saturday, October 2nd and 3rd at 8 p.m. both nights with some good friends from Boston, D.C., and New York on the shows.
Wow, awesome. Definitely go check out Mike Kaplan. Always makes me laugh.
Sometimes even against her will.
Oh, God, that pisses me off.
So the guy's names again, Michael Setzer and Christy Hammonds. They're being
hated by the whole world.
Oh,
right
those
now.
Are the other guys on the show. Those are the other guys.
They're facing food tampering charges, whatever that means. They should have to pay for the rest of their life. You know what I mean?
Are you saying this even though you've done this before?
Sure. Sure, big difference.
Because they're stupid enough to put on YouTube.
Yeah, they were trying to, look what I'm doing. Mine was revenge against one guy.
Right.
Specifically. Taking a shit in a milkshake and serving it to him. I didn't even tell other employees.
How'd he react?
They enjoyed it. I gave him another one.
He's not kidding.
I'm not joking. They loved it. It's in the DVD, Happy to Serve You.
If the police is listening to this, total funny haha, and we would hire Scientologists.
Hey, if you can dust for shit, come get me.
I'm sure the statute of limitations is up on, when was it, if it happened?
If Roman Polanski's free. I'm okay.
Send Keith to jail. Well, the guy enjoyed it, so that's the same situation.
He didn't take down everybody's job, and he wasn't stupid about it. He didn't close down somebody's store. He didn't affect all these other very innocent people.
I'm not defending myself, but
and I'm not defending you either.
I didn't. It wasn't. You weren't ordering a milkshake to go, and I didn't know who you were. And I'm shitting in some shake. Mm-hmm. You were being an asshole, and all your friends were being assholes to my bus boys, spitting on them, treating them like shit. And I said, now you take some shit.
And what was the proportion?
To me, that's the difference.
Proportion of shit to milkshake.
It had to be less and less shit, man. This stuff is disgusting. Mm-hmm. I had a nice solid log, and I'm like, whoa, I got to put less. Ooh, I got to put a little less. Ooh, a little less than that. But there was enough.
I love that friends of mine are listening to the show, and now I'm getting IMs asking if this is true. This is always the fun part of dating Keith. Always.
Who is it?
I'm not telling you. All right. But to those listening, jokes!
Yeah. Isn't it funny? Because you know it's true. No, it can't. It's not true.
Yep.
It's very true.
If this were made up, it wouldn't be a very good story.
Right?
Hey, everybody! I wrote a new fairy tale. Once upon a time, I took a shit and a milkshake guy ate it. Eh?
He liked it so much, I gave him a free one.
We all lived happily ever after,
and he thanked me. Well, all I'm saying is tip your servers. Is that so horrible?
Tip them, everybody.
Thank you, Micah.
Let me mention this one more time. People writing in about the iPhone application, saying how much it rocks. They're saying it super rocks, and everyone should have it. Sean is saying it sounds great on the application. This thing is fucking great.
It is great, and it's only getting better because Doug is working on the next level of it. And we saw, if you were following us on Twitter, I retweeted his demonstration that you can watch, mm-hmm. and it's incredible.
Doug,
it's incredible. It's faster, more information, even faster. Just buttons that you just I couldn't even think that we needed, and you do. And it's free. KeithandTheGirl.com/app.
By the way, scientists aren't allowed to look at any material that questions Scientology, like this website I'm talking about, Operation Clambake. And if you have, you can just go to the website. But as something fun, if you have the new, if you have a beta of the upcoming app, contact Doug if you want it. Hey Rube on the forums. And you'll see a little link that's going to lead right to that website, right on the app. It's very exciting. It's so stupid. You can just go to the app. But go to the website. But it'll be kind of fun. Yeah, I do. You know, I do think kind of forget some things about Scientology. Because I remember
sure I
we were
do,
really but... getting into it.
Yeah.
And so we'll look at that one more time. Mike Kaplan, you go to this guy's website. I'm telling you, not bad. Not bad at all.
Thank you.
Certainly.
MYQKaplan.com, and also he's everywhere with the same name, Mike Kaplan. That's why he changed his name to MYQ, am I
Makes
right?
Makes me able to get everything.
Yes.
I couldn't get it at like Hotmail or Yahoo and those, but I got it at Gmail.
Who's using that?
Yeah. Fuck those guys.
But he's on Facebook.
Twitter, MySpace, if you still stuff there. Facebook and Twitter, I guess, are the main ones now other than .com.
And you're doing a lot of live shows. And where are you updating your where people can see you live?
I have a fan page on Facebook that if you become a fan, you get some updates. But I generally put the big things on my website, MikeKaplan.com/, you know, whatever page says seeing or watching live or that sort of thing. Like this weekend, I'm in Boston at Motley's, and then I'll have information about free tickets to the Comedy Central taping in New York, November 4th or 5th. And
we will be there, Keith and I, for sure.
So come out and watch Keith and Chemda watching.
That's what I was getting to. Thank you very much.
Please, yeah, they'll be on TV. Watch them watching me.
Well, thank you, Mike Kaplan, featuring Micah Sherman.
Hey, come see Mike tonight at Housing Works on Pete Holmes and Jesse Glenn's show. Punch up your life. It's free at Housing Works.
Micah, shut the fuck up.
8:30.
Name another religion.
Oh, boy.
That you learn more as you go because we've been holding information back from you. Name another religion like that.
We'll get into it tomorrow.
Name another religion.
I'm not saying that I'm
that isn't
my own.
Transparent about what we believe in, and you lie when we come in. By the way, let me say this. Now you can tell I'm obviously setting you up. Cold Stone Eatery. Do you enjoy their ice cream, Mike Kaplan?
I am a vegan. Mm. So
damn it.
All right. They donated to anti-gay Prop 8, by the way.
Yeah, so definitely, I don't eat their
so
ice cream.
So did that gay governor. See, now, am I supposed to never eat Cold Stone ice cream again?
Correct.
I'm not really a fan of it anyway, but I am a fan of their cake.
And it is funny. Like, so what are you trying to tell me?
No,
I can't eat the cake?
See, I don't know. You're now going to tell me everything about anything that I've ever tried or want to try.
Right. And when you maybe put money like in with a note, be like, could you not use this for the anti-gay right. baby just saving?
Use this for the new cakes you're working on. How about that?
Cake only.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for spreading the word.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com